You are listening to the Icehouse Podcast, hosting conversations with gritty Kiwi business owners and leaders and industry-leading minds.
Kia ora, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Icehouse Podcast. My name is Briar. I love having these conversations with Icehouse alumni and team all about their leadership and business journeys. And I wanted to mention, if it's something you're interested in, let me know. I would love the opportunity to sit down with you to record an episode about your business journey, the highs, the lows, what the future looks like, to share and raise the profile of your business as well. So if it's something you're interested in, please feel free to reach out and let me know. Hey, this week's episode is with Amy Penwarden. She is the supply chain manager at Shot Darts. They are based in Karikari, and they are an incredible business. In fact, I learned through this recording that they are the only manufacturers of darts in New Zealand. I think the key in this conversation is the discussion around confidence and how the leadership development program that she recently went on, she was on number 51, gave her an opportunity to step outside of her comfort zone and really own leadership within the business. She's been in the company for 10 years, but really cool to see that this leadership program has supported her in her growth as a leader and how she's inspired to continue that into the next years working for the company. So let's jump into the recording with Amy now. Well, we like to start with this very open question. So Amy, answer however you want. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Amy. What are you passionate about?
Think that it would just come off the top of your head, but I guess family and friends is my key passion. I have a son and we just like going out and doing things outdoors together. I'm quite looking forward to the warmer weather arriving.
Yes, bring it on.
You can get out there and do some fishing, paddleboarding, just anything outside.
Cool, really. That's really fun. I love that. And to give us a bit of understanding and context to what you do at Shot Darts and just day-to-day life, what does a day in the life of Amy look like?
I have to get up and have a cup of tea.
Yes, nice. So no coffee?
No, I'm not a coffee drinker.
I envy you, that's amazing. Yes, a cup of tea.
I do like my cup of tea, and we have a view of a climo, so it's nice. I get up in the morning and I just sit there and have my moment before all the chaos and get up, get ready. I'm lucky I live only like a couple of minutes around the corner from work, so the commute is not at all bad.
That's great.
Get up and get started. Every day's different. There's, as weird as it sounds, the darts does different things.
Yep.
And then come home and try and do something with family and hopefully at the end of it, if it's been a good day, sit down with a glass of wine.
Love it. Nice. I love that. Good end. That's cool. I want to hear a little bit more about what fulfills you in your role. So you're the supply chain manager at Shot Darts. Tell us a little bit about the company, first of all. How big are you? SME? What do you guys do? Just give us a bit of context to this. Because I was saying to you before, I haven't recorded someone from this industry before, so I'm quite excited to learn more.
No, we're actually the only manufacturer that manufactures all in-house in New Zealand.
Wow.
So that's really special.
Wow.
They've started in 1970, so we're just over 50 years.
Congrats.
Which is, again, being a part of and a family-owned business. So, and you really feel it too, like the family feel.
Yeah.
It's grown a lot since I've started and a lot of changes. I think we're about 34 or something staff now. It does range from, we've got our factory in Karikari, and then we've got a warehouse over in the States, and then we also have another sales guy up in the UK. So
we're
quite broadened.
An international team, and we'll get into that soon, but you would have seen that growth, right, having been at the company for 10 years?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's cool.
That's very cool. And so before we get into what you specifically do at Shot Darts, can you give us a little bit of an overview into your career? How did it lead to that company and then that job?
I didn't start out thinking when I finished school that I'd be in the dart industry. But I
did you grow up locally?
I did. I grew up in Tauranga, to Tauranga Girls College.
Awesome.
And then just sort of worked in admin office roles, and then we moved to Australia for about 4 years and come home about just over 10 years ago, and we stayed with family that was in Karikari and never thought we would move and stay and work there.
Yeah.
So I always thought we'd end up back in Tauranga, and Ed come up in the paper and I applied for it. So,
wow.
Yeah, started off as just admin role, and then through people leaving and changes happening, obviously got growth and went into the supply chain role.
Wow, that's so interesting. And then, yeah, give us a bit of context too. So obviously a global company, exporting externally. Tell us a bit about your role as supply chain manager. What do you do specifically in your day-to-day?
As you know, there's no one role.
Yeah.
But you have like many hats. But with the supply chain, it's I deal a lot with overseas, China and Taiwan. That's actually what's really interesting about it too. Liaising with them, shipments obviously doesn't just come out of New Zealand. They go direct from China as well, and then coming to New Zealand.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just. It's a lot of different things. I'm getting more into it. I'm probably last couple of years have really gone into the supply chain targeted area, and just like learning best way to get reports and how best to do my role.
Yeah. Is a lot of it relationship with people overseas, or is it more the A to B logistics of getting the product?
I think relationship is key, because you won't. They won't put you in any priority if you don't have that relationship.
Wow.
So, yeah. I'm lucky that Peter, you know, set a lot of those relationships up. So we're coming in and sort of just continuing that with them.
Yeah.
And it's already always interesting, all different cultures and bits and pieces as well, and learning. It's quite interesting.
Yeah, that's great. Mm. Yeah, that's very interesting. I want to touch on something you said before. You mentioned family business and that you just notice it, you can just tell. What is it about the business that you're like, yeah, I can just tell we're part of a family business?
The understanding of something comes up, you know, even younger children or something, it's you know, they're very understanding in that way.
Great.
And also just being able to get up off your desk, go around to the next office and talk to the owner.
Yeah.
And you've got, there's sort of no disconnect there. If you've got a problem, you go around and talk to them, and they sit down and has, you know, come and have coffee.
Yeah.
Just that really welcoming feel.
Yeah, that's great. So there's direct access to, you know, answering of questions or problem solving or even just personal connection, right?
Yeah, I mean, you've got your supervisors and managers that you go to maybe for your day-to-day questions. But if, he's there and he gets out and goes and sees everyone every morning when he's in the office. So
Yeah, that's really cool to hear. I love that. We talked about it a bit before, but how has, so you're 10 years in the same company and in the industry, how has it evolved over those 10 years? Is it growing? Yeah, what does it look like?
It's funny because darts itself, I wouldn't say it's growing. It's always been massive.
Yeah, it has.
We haven't seen it in New Zealand. It's only now that it's quite well televised with Sky and bits and pieces that people sort of hear about it more.
Yeah.
But it's always been quite big over in the States and the UK. I found our changes, we're getting right into like the personalization of the dart. Every dart we make now has its own story. We design everything in house, the packaging, the barrel, the color, how it all comes together, and a real, I don't know, target on what the player wants. You know, finding from all levels, just getting that right dart in their hand that makes them feel good and play their best game.
Yeah, that's so interesting. Do you know about the story, like why darts for the owner? Do you know why that all came about?
It started out with Peter's dad. Bought a company, a paperboard company in Kinney, and then evolved that into dart, making dart boards and bits and pieces. And just as the industry's changed, I guess, and materials and stuff, they really targeted, you know, that niche high-end tungsten darts.
Yeah,
just sort of moved in this, and also obviously all the accessories and bits and pieces that come with it. But I guess they had a passion at some point, and
it's cool.
But the players are really cool.
Have you been to a dart competition before?
I've been to the one in Hamilton.
Yes.
Yes.
Nice. I watched that for the first, I don't know how, but it was on our TV at home and I actually got hooked. Like I saw someone with, is it Johnny Tata or something? Anyway, there was a player and I was like really wanting, gunning for him, really wanting to, him to win. But the entrance songs were so awesome and like the actual performance level or production level, I mean, of the competition was so interesting and it was so cool to have it on TV and to have it more accessible to your everyday viewer. I thought it was quite fun.
Yeah, and they really get into it and the crowd does too. It kind of reminds me of the Sevens.
Yes, the crowds
everyone's
do.
Everyone's dressing up and get great environment.
Yeah, so much fun. So cool. I love it. What is the Shot Tribe? I did a little bit of research into, you know, what you guys do. What is the Shot Tribe? Let's start there.
We pretty much say Shot Tribe, our family, everyone who loves darts and is into darts, just all coming together and being sort of one big happy tribe.
Cool. Yeah, so enjoying it's community. It's building community around it. I love that. Is your love for darts, has that developed over time too, or did you really love it from the first day you started?
I'm definitely more into it now.
Yeah,
but we have a board at home, and but obviously I don't play professionally. But I definitely love playing on the weekends of friends or bits and pieces. It's and I get into the colour of my dart and
yes,
I like the look,
the design feature, the aesthetic. Yeah, that's really fun. I love that. I want to chat a little bit about that community behind Shot Tribe. How does the business go about working with these world and local champions? You know, do you have people that go, okay, I want to be part of, like, is it sponsored? Is it quite organic? Yeah, walk me through that.
Really, it's just boots on the ground. Our sales guys getting out there, going to tournaments, having us there. They do a lot of it in it with our sales guy in the UK and with the warehouse in the States, and our sales guys here do a lot of travelling as well. Just making sure we're there and around and there to support the players we have and
So that presence, right, is so important to build community. Totally agree. Any tips for aspiring dart players?
I don't think I'm seasoned enough to give many tips other than practice makes perfect, and you can only be as good as your equipment, so getting the right dart for you, and that's practice.
What does the perfect, good advice by the way, what does the perfect dart look like for you, like if you're into your aesthetics?
It depends. You've got to get out there, you've got to touch it, you've got to feel it. There's centre weight, there's front weight, there's back weight, there's fat ones, there's skinny ones.
Wow.
The grip might be more on towards front, might be more towards back, so how you throw, it's just working that out. And
wow, yeah, I'm learning lots. This is a whole new thing. This is good. Yeah, cool. I like that. Okay, but back to business, back to your experience and your career. What advice would you give, younger Amy at the start of your career journey? What would you tell her?
Look at everything as an opportunity. Because when you're young, if something doesn't go how you think it's going to go, it feels like I'm never going anywhere, I'm not doing anything. But just change is not a bad thing, and just take it all as it comes and make the most of it.
Yeah, totally. Like you said, right, you never thought you'd be working at the dart industry.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, and now you're a supply chain manager, looking after those relationships, very invested into the company. It's very cool to hear. Great advice. Supply chain's quite an interesting one. What do you enjoy most about the supply chain role, and what advice would you give to an SME business that's needing to invest into their processes in that space?
I enjoy the relationships, the variety. I'm also quite like numbers and things, so and report side, it's
yes, you like
very
that.
Satisfying in that way.
Yeah.
But meeting them and the changes, different companies you working with, and so that's really I enjoy that. Good advice, getting linking up with those key partners, like having our freight forwarder is just wonderful, getting those good relationships and I guess getting the right software for your company and working out what's obviously is affordable for you, but what works, because there's so many different kinds out there.
Has that evolved over time as well, the software?
Definitely. So I've seen it in our business, what we, you know, programs we used to use to what we're using now, and it's makes life a lot easier.
Yeah, and a lot more efficient business, right? Yeah.
The numbers you're getting is true and factual, not guesstimates.
So. Yes, yes, that's all important. Awesome. Love to hear that. Want to chat a little bit about your Ice House experience. How did you first hear of the Ice House? You're an alumni now, which is great to have you part of our community. How did you first hear about it?
We, Shot Darts, put many of our employees through it prior to myself. Was it operations manager went the year before?
Yeah.
And then they came to me and offered it for me to have a go. See if I wanted to enjoy the experience.
So. And did you have any hesitations when they were like, hey, we want you to go on this leadership program? Did you? Yeah, what were they?
I was worried it was going to be a lot of, not owners because it wasn't the owner program, but a lot of supervisors quite high up, and I wasn't going to quite fit. I didn't know the level as such.
Yeah.
Talking to Connor, who did it the year before, he was really great at explaining. It was, it's not that bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't, it really wasn't, it was great.
Oh, cool. How did you find it?
I found it good. The broad topics, I felt before I went, I didn't understand fully, like, the business as a whole, like, you know, sales do sales and marketing, but just being able to have this wide view of all the different parts.
Yes.
And, just coming across as a better understanding. And after it, I just come out with more confidence that you've got this.
You've got this. Totally.
There's always learning to be done and growth, but
That's so interesting. So many people say they it's like the first day of school, walking in, you know, and it's just
meeting,
like,
all those people.
Meeting all of the people in your cohort, not knowing where you sort of stand, but how cool that so quickly you become, you know, quite close as a cohort, and that stuff sort of fades away, right?
It does.
Yeah.
I mean, I've met with three ladies in our group, four ladies in our group, and the next time we were meeting up for a coffee before our next session, and it was, and we've got each other's numbers, and it was great relationships.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And then also, you know, you mentioned right at the start, you know, working for an SME, you know, you've got your role, but as most listeners would know, you've got other things outside of that you're trying to...
Absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. So how cool, from what I'm hearing, that you sort of got insight into different departments and where they sit in the business, and probably how you can support better in those areas too.
Absolutely, and working with them and understanding when they come and talk to you about something, what they mean and where they're going.
Yeah.
There was a couple of sessions there that I thought, I don't know how this is going to actually relate for me in my role, and then they become actually really interesting, and I learned like quite a bit from them. So it was a really enjoyable experience. There was a lot. You come away very exhausted, full of knowledge, and it just took a bit to sit down and just process, but it's I still refer back to it.
That's so cool to hear. I love that. It's very relatable, especially the confidence piece. I think a lot of people they were surprised by the fact that it supported their confidence or made them feel more confident in their role. Did you find that?
That was a key thing for me out of my findings, is just being more confident in yourself, and then it's okay to delegate, and learning that you can't take it all on yourself. And
Has that been a journey then, now coming back to reality, or back to the, you know, back to the job, the leadership position, to put some of these key learnings into practice? Has that been challenging, empowering? Have you managed to do it yet? Is it still on the to-do list?
A few things I came back with, and again, back to the confidence thing. Now if I'm thinking about doing something or, you know, wondering about something, I've got the confidence to go and be like, hey, I think we should do this.
Great.
And go have a chat with someone else that might be able to give me somewhere else to go with it, or might think the same lines as me. But yeah, just being confident enough to have the conversations.
It's quite a huge thing, you're saying, like the ability now to stand up for yourself and to go, you know, hey, I really back this idea, or I think we should go in this direction. Do you remember what the aha moment was in the program that led to that, or was it a mixture of many things?
I think a mixture, because there was just so many different sort of sessions with different people that sort of then all come together, and you'd sit after, say, the first block and what you did, and then the second block was sort of just build on that, and then, the third block as well. So it was, we did one on the third block, I think, with resilience, and found that quite, just learning the better times of the day to do certain tasks. And, I mean, it all seems common sense, but you forget. So it was great just to come back and really cement it in your brain.
Totally. And did any of that learning translate into your personal world, you know, of like managing life or giving yourself a bit of balance, I guess?
Yeah, just trying to stay motivated and keep growing, and it's so easy just to get up, go to work, go home, and finding that, right, no, today we're gonna get out and we're gonna go for that walk, or I'm gonna put myself out of my comfort zone today and I'm gonna do this, and then afterwards the feeling, you know, you just feel so much more better and empowered, so you can then hopefully go on and do something better the next day as well.
Yeah, I love it. So that 1% better each day sort of thing. And also, go you for jumping on a podcast as well. That's not an everyday thing for someone.
No, I would have said no prior to LDP. It wouldn't have been an option.
Wow. So you're like, no, actually, I'm going to do something out of my comfort zone and be on the podcast.
Absolutely. What have you got to lose?
Yeah, very cool. I love that. Do you have any, you know, we've been chatting about a lot around the takeaways from the program. Do you have any personal, professional goals that you're sort of looking to achieve in the future?
I guess just growth and doing better. We can always, you know, improve, and with all the systems and all the changes that happen regularly, obviously, so we've been through it, working from home and then coming back to the office.
Totally.
Getting better.
The growth, I like that. Striving for growth, it's good.
Never too old to learn something new.
Yeah, that's cool. Do you have a team under you, Amy, or do you work, you know, like collaboratively across the board?
I work collaboratively. I don't have any staff under me, but work closely with our accounts member and the office there, and I also work next to the sales team. So obviously with shipments going out and bits and pieces, we have the communication, but
of course,
yeah,
awesome. Yeah, no, it's so cool. And within the industry, what does the future look like for shot darts within the industry? Obviously, like, that's huge, being the only manufacturer in New Zealand. What does the future look like for you guys?
I think it's exciting.
Sounds exciting.
Our design team are just awesome with what they come up with for our themes and ranges going forward. And it's always interesting because I get it piece by piece, and I love understanding and sitting down and hearing where it all sort of comes from. It's not just like, oh, I've got to just buy this piece of equipment. It's like, why am I buying it? What's this for? You know, meaning behind it, and they've always, you know, happy to chat about, you know, their ideas and things as well. So
it's very cool. The future is bright. I like it.
Yeah, it's always ever changing.
Yeah totally. You say that the products are very based behind the storytelling element of what do you mean by that? What are some of the stories that come up in that space?
Like themes, I think the first one, not sure if I'm correct, was when we moved over to that, you know, design, and was our warrior dart and being able to put the designs on the barrel and just more New Zealand story to it. There's obviously other ones. We've had a Viking range all those sorts of different ones, but it's quite interesting.
Yeah, and cool to represent New Zealand, right, as well.
Absolutely.
Like, globally, if these products are going overseas, which they are.
actually, we often hear updates from the marketing team. People collect them.
Wow.
So they buy them, and some of them haven't even taken them out of the box. They have them as,
like little, I know what you mean. Like,
yeah, they, and they collect something from each range that comes out. It's,
wow.
It's quite interesting.
That's so cool to hear. You've got some very loyal fans across the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So again, just great to hear what the players think, and that's what your audience audience is. If they're happy with your product, then
That's
good.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's so cool to hear about a little bit more about the industry and the fact that, it's always been such a popular sport in New Zealand behind the scenes, you know, I've got memories of going along to the Whangmata Club, you know, and with my grandpa throwing some darts around or in people's, you know, garages. But to start to see it now evolve into, you know, being on TV, being some incredible, you know, events and competitions that are around globally, but also locally here now in New Zealand. It's cool to see where the industry is going. So I'm sure you're excited to be part of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you often shock people when you say, oh, what do you do? We make darts.
Yeah.
But it's very cool. I'm proud to be able to be a part of it.
Yeah, very cool, Amy. Well, thank you so much for sharing your passion for the industry and what you do within the small, medium-sized business, you know, the family business that a lot of our listeners are part of themselves. So I appreciate you sharing your leadership journey and getting out of your comfort zone and being on the podcast. So thank you.
Thank you for inviting me.
No worries.